NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
What's up, everybody? Good Saturday to y'all. Hope you're enjoying your day. Do you like coffee? I hope you enjoyed your coffee. If you like cookies or donuts and all that old good stuff, I hope you're enjoying it. And
speaking of cookies, where are my cookies at?
Oh.
Speaking of cookies.
Shouts out to Mixwell Cookies. These are people's organic cookies. Check them out on Mixwell.com. Those cookies is fire. You're listening to Up on Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Houshmandzadeh, one of the cookies. On the other side of this is Stretch Armstrong himself, one Plaxico Burress. What's up, PB?
Not much, man. What's going on with it, fellas?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, I don't get no cookies way out here, man. Yeah, so
I'm here, and I still didn't get mine, so go figure, right?
They said him downstairs with the cookies and all.
Yeah. You don't deserve no cookies.
Him downstairs with the cookies.
Him downstairs. You don't need no cookies. So it's a playoff weekend, and obviously we got to jump into these playoffs and talk about them. But when I came into the studio, you guys will be interested to know that, you know, Gavin, which is shouts out to Iowa Sam and Gavin and David Gascon, the team, the full Voltron crew is together to defend the universe against evil creatures evil. Anyway, Gavin was talking about this whole Deshaun Watson thing. Gavin, I want to bring you in because I said let's start off the show with this because I you were really pumped up about it. Tell me, what is the latest?
Yeah. So SI had done a story, I think back in December, about Jack Easterby and this, you know, former chaplain with the Patriots who came over to the Texans and it ended up being the interim GM and pretty wild, rise, right? You never hear of a GM from, you know, originally a character coach. Well, this over the past 2 weeks, it's even gotten worse. And now we've heard more about Deshaun Watson allegedly wanting out. And this article on SI.com kind of details the last 2 weeks going in from the last game where Jack Easterby, after the game, was just praising Deshaun Watson, but leaving out J.J. Watt or anybody else, just completely ignoring the rest of the team. And the point of the article is detailing that everyone in the organization outside of the owner, Cal McNair, is fed up with Jack Easterby and wants him to, you know, be moved off some of the personnel decisions in the team. And so it's caused Deshaun Watson to want out. And there's complete organizational dysfunction right now. And I just wanted to, you know, get your thoughts on what the best path is for Deshaun Watson as one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Well, I'll say this, and I'll throw it out to you guys. When I think of something like this and what it sounds like, once you've told your girlfriend, I don't bang with you like that, I don't really fool with you like that, I don't really want to be in this relationship with you like that. In fact, if I could move on from you, I would. In my world, there hasn't been a very high percentage of the relationship finding a way to work out. I've never seen it with friends. I've never seen it with family. I've never seen it with me. When I was done, I was done. Once that emotion turned off and it turned into just really not feeling a certain type of way about, and you got to move back from the microphone, Plex. Like, I feel like you, that girlfriend that I'm breaking up with. You breathing in my, you all in my ear, player. Golly. And I didn't want her to breathe in my ear anymore. And I didn't want to be a part of that relationship anymore. And that's, it almost sounds as though where we are right now, we cannot move forward together That is my take on it. No matter if they fixed every single thing, you still got to think. That's embarrassing somebody. Somebody is being embarrassed by what Deshaun Watson is feeling. Somebody is upset at what Deshaun Watson is saying and what he's feeling. Even if you try to fix it at this point, I've already said I don't want to be in this relationship.
I'm of the opinion, just like if a player doesn't want to play for your organization and your team, and you can find value in moving him, which they surely can, you move on. Now, does it put you behind eight ball? Of course it does. Now you have to find your franchise quarterback after already having him. But if you're going to tell him, we're going to keep you in a loop, and then you don't do it, that's a problem. If you moving forward now, they're going to interview Eric Bieniemy just to pacify him because they see where he's at. They did not think he would probably go public with his feelings and how he perceives the situation and where it's going. He wants to establish a winning culture. Mm-hmm. Is he wrong for that? No. And the majority of quarterbacks that we know that have signed the type of contract he signed and are franchise quarterbacks, they're kept in the loop.
And you're going to be judged off of the success and failures of the team.
And if you don't have the input and you want out, I believe because the Jets picked second, the Dolphins picked third. Mm-hmm. If they aren't moving off of their quarterbacks, those two teams, now you can possibly – find a franchise quarterback, talking to Houston Texans with the second or third pick. You get Deshaun Watson up and maybe another player, and that accomplishes it with a first-round pick next year. So you get two ones and a high-level starter, and there you go.
Mm. Hey, LeVar, man, you was talking about you said when the emotions leave, mm-hmm. like you're done. Mm-hmm. But this whole NFL thing, man, it's a lot different from every other sport, NBA, and baseball. You can't just walk into an NFL office and say, I don't want to be here, I want to be traded. That's the guys that James Harden can do. This is not basketball. Mm-hmm. So this is a totally different situation that we haven't seen before, given the contract that he has received. I just don't see how they can move him with what is it, $111 million guaranteed in his contract.
People will take that in his
first year.
But the
listen, I understand he's upset. I get it. I understand. And then you got guys like Andre Johnson, all the guys are coming out supporting him, who is the only guy in the Ring of Honor saying that, you know, Easterby has done nothing since he stepped foot into the building.
He's wasting careers.
Yeah, he's wasting careers. That doesn't sound good on any level.
And we all played in the same era as we talking Drake, Andre Johnson. Yeah. That dude was quiet. So when he says something, it's almost like, oh.
Exactly. Drake doesn't speak at all.
No, yeah, he doesn't talk a lot.
Right. That is true.
So I just don't see how the situation is going to get any better. And on top of that, they want to interview Eric Bieniemy for this job, but Eric Bieniemy isn't even interested in the job. So what do you do now? So they just got to figure out a way to make this guy happy. He's still upset from them trading away DeAndre Hopkins, which we would never understand. I don't think he's ever going to recover from that, from having a skilled player of his caliber. But I just don't see how this thing is going to get any better anytime soon. They said they was going to keep him in the loop. They didn't. We know how these front offices go in planning this business. They're not always going to cater to what you want. They're going to do what they think is best for the organization, and they're showing them what they think is best for the organization with not even keeping him in the loop, which they said they were going to do.
Mm. Well, this is what I do know. I know this is not baseball, guaranteed contracts like that. I know it's not basketball where you can leverage yourself out like what a James Harden just did. I understand those points, and I value what you're saying. But I still think that when the damage has been done publicly in a public forum, there is going to be a residual fallout from what takes place.
But this is the thing, though.
Hey, LeVar, let's be honest. They've had a public falling out for everybody to see. you playing in this business, I understand it. Do you think they really care about what he think or what he feels or the people feel? They don't care.
We know that, but this is why this is so different than anything we've ever seen before. Never are franchise quarterbacks unhappy because they're not made unhappy. They're catered to. We know this. So now that you have a young franchise quarterback in the prime of his career, the organization has always catered to him. They've always kept him in a loop. These things would never happen. Now that they have, we'll see how they navigate through this, because this has never happened before with a quarterback of his caliber at his age saying, I want out. We've never seen it before.
And trust me, the best football is still in front of them. That's the scary part about the whole situation, though. You don't want them unhappy. You want them to stay at your organization and be your franchise quarterback. So how are you going to rectify this situation?
And see, in that article that's written, he says, I want out. If that's the case and you can get some value for it, which we know they can, you do it.
I'm not trying to stay married to a person that wants out of the marriage. Now, we can talk through. And
she
you can,
just with you just cuz.
You can tell me that you're not into this. You're not into this marriage, and we can try to figure out if that's your feelings talking, and we can work through this. But be clear, if your spouse has checked out and said, "I want out of the marriage," I'm sorry. I can't fake that. Listen. I can't say I don't care. Let's just keep going. I pay you too much to be in this marriage. It's cheaper to keep you. I don't care about any of that. We got to figure it out, because some way, somehow, it's going to be the downfall of both of us. It's going to be the downfall of both.
I've always said that if you're an owner or a head coach in this league and you have a player that does not want to be there, then find a way to get them out of there. Because somebody that's playing doesn't want to be there.
Especially a quarterback.
So let me make this personal. When I had my contractual issues with the Washington football team and we were heading into that lockout scenario, and you remember all the teams had to restructure or had the contracts restructured to get under the cap if we didn't get the new CBA deal done. I had already been embarrassed. My reputation was drug through the mud. I was discarded pretty much as a person of interest on that team, and as I represented that organization. And I knew for certain that my contractual situation was going to lead me to being held by them for as long as they could and letting me go at the last possible moment, with me having no real opportunity to find a team. For me in that situation, which is a tad bit different because there's a lot more money involved in it for Deshaun, but the idea of it is the same. I did not want to be there. I did not want to be – I had felt like I had already wasted so much time in my career, and I was literally at the end. I mean, Plex, I get hurt the next year with you, and that's it for me. Like, so if you're making these decisions, these are some serious decisions that you got to make. I gave back over $2 million in salary money just to make sure that I could have a fair opportunity to look at the teams that I – think about this – that I would want to play for.
That you were at that, where you wanted to go.
That it made sense for me and what I wanted to accomplish at this point in my career. And thank God I was able to do it. And thank God I was able to go be a Giant for 5 months. I didn't complete an entire season, but it completed an entire career to know that there are really good organizations out there that handle things in a great manner. And I was able to experience that just in a small amount of time going to New York. So for me, if I'm Deshaun Watson, then have the conversation. If you want to get out so bad, let's figure out what bonuses that we can you know, work through. Y'all pay me this. I'll give you that.
That's not going to have to happen because wherever he goes, that team will assume the contract. Yeah, the Texans, you take a cap hit. You're basically saying we're starting over. So go ahead and start over. Trade Deshaun Watson. It's hard when you have a quarterback that has not bought in. That's hard. Because how do you go through that? How do you pull the quarterback to the side and say, hey, this is what I need out of you? He's not even in. He ain't all in. He's not all in. You know what?
I don't think that he's not bought in. I just think he's more disappointed with some of the moves that they've made.
And if they don't move him, that animosity will only grow because he's going to be frustrated unless he tells him. They tell him, okay, this is what we plan on doing. He agrees, okay, I'm on board. If that doesn't happen, it's always going
to
be animosity.
And, you know, another thing to think about is if guys like Deshaun Watson can execute these things, then it creates a new standard and a new expectation, which could be interesting. You guys interested in the conversation taking place? Get in on it. Call in 877-996-6369. We'll take your calls. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, what should happen. He's unhappy with the way things are going. He wants to get up out of there. How should it be handled? How should the Texans handle it? How should Deshaun Watson handle it? Do you think it's right? Do you think it's wrong? We want to hear all of it, but we put you up on game all the while, right? You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada, and that's Plexico Burris. We'll be right back in a couple ticks. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris on Fox Sports Radio. We are talking about Deshaun Watson and what's going on with him in Houston. But we also got a lot of different things that we want to get to as well today. We want to get to your calls, as you know, also. So let's go to the call line. Let's go out to San Antonio. Let's talk to Robbie. Robbie, what say you?
Hey, what's up on game?
What's going on?
Hey man, y'all got a cool. I don't think I've ever heard y'all's show. Y'all got a cool lineup of hosts. That's a ballin'. Squad of hosts. Y'all are cool.
Appreciate it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, show ball love ball. To the host.
For real. Well, y'all got a cool sounding show.
Appreciate
I'll make a quick take. I appreciate y'all.
Yep.
The quick take I got, I think the Texans should take a page out of the Rockets playbook. I heard y'all saying, like, it's like a breakup. Like, once you tell the girlfriend, or once the girlfriend tells you she don't want to be with you no more. After that, you're just a stalker, dude.
Yeah.
I'm from San Antonio, man. We just went through that with the Kawhi thing, and I know basketball and the NFL are different with the contract and the cap hit that the Texans would take on a Watson trade. But the Spurs messed around, and they didn't do like the Rockets. I gave the Rockets praise because they sent Harden where he wanted to go, and I thought he deserved that. I think the players, and you guys could speak on that, I think the players deserve to be sent where they want to go when they're done with an organization like that, and especially if you're somebody like Harden. Watson maybe doesn't have as much skins on the wall, but in Kawhi's case, Kawhi won a championship here. I'd have sent him to L.A., I'd have taken all the picks, and I'd have been happy with that. I'd have rebuilt. And I think that's what the Texans should do in this case here.
All right. Appreciate
good,
it, Robbie.
Good way of thinking
what
about
y'all
it.
Think? Yeah, you like that?
I do. I really do. But in the NFL, it's where he might want to go. Do they want him? Are they willing to give up? What I mean, it's a lot that goes into that.
I just feel like when you're in situations like this, spite gets involved. If spite didn't get involved, this makes a ton of sense.
But that's
what he said.
That's when you have to put that to the side and operate, quote unquote, as a business. Now,
but
it's been rumored that he wants to go to the Dolphins. Wow. They have a quarterback that Houston may not want.
How does that work?
They have the third pick.
Is he dead? Is he dead?
But would the Dolphins take Tua, or would they prefer Watson?
Oh man, I mean, that's a tough decision.
You're going to prefer Watson?
No, that's not tough at all.
You're going to prefer Watson?
Wow. Hey man, I'm just saying. Just going back to what the caller said, and I'm thinking to myself. If the NFL had the same policy as the NBA, a player could walk in and actually tell you where he wants to go. Do you know how many? There'd probably be like two or three super teams in the NFL. If I'm a wide receiver, where do you think I want to go?
Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees. or Tom Brady, all the best quarterbacks. You want to play with the best quarterbacks.
Absolutely. Listen, if that were possible in the NFL, then there would be probably what? One team that will win it all basically every year. So those things would never happen with the NFL.
I tend to agree. I think the dynamics are much different because there are more people.
It's 'cause we've never seen it, man. We've always no guaranteed contracts, but our sport is by far the dangerous. No lifetime medical insurance, but our sport is by far the dangerous. I mean,
Church.
It's just things that we've gotten accustomed to that need to change.
It's the numbers. It is the numbers. I mean, in basketball, you got, what, 13 guys? You know what I mean? You got 13 guys.
Right.
You got a B-League team
that is ran separately.
We're
going off into a different tangent. But there are a ton of benefits that players do not use, but they would use that insurance right away.
Of course.
And so if they do away with certain benefits that players don't use anyway and give it to
you
the insurance.
You have more money to put out there.
Exactly.
I get that. And we, for all of those out there that didn't know this, TJ is one of those player rep dudes, so he's up on the lingo of it all and the representation of the player in those,
man, cut
those,
the check, man.
In those meetings, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, another interesting aspect of this to discuss is when you do find yourself guaranteeing a contract is with the numbers as big as Deshaun Watson's are, you got to believe that this creates some real disruption. Because you have a what is perceived a media sweetheart in Deshaun Watson. There is nothing that you could say about him that would be disparaging and would lower or lessen, diminish the credibility that he brings to the table. In fact, he is a very, very clean, fine-tuned, intelligent, well-represented young man. And so in these moments, how do you justify that? How do you say a guy like Deshaun Watson is in this position? You can't say he's selfish. You can't say that he's uneducated. You can't say that he's a problem, a cancer.
Man, you look yourself in the mirror and say, we lied to him. We told him we would do one thing, and we did not do that. If they're being honest with them, that's what you do. We would keep you on the loop. They did not do it. They know that people have a problem with Jack Easterby, whether that's fair or it isn't fair. They know that players have a problem with it. You address the situation, especially the face of your franchise and your best players. You have to do it.
Plex?
Look, this whole thing with Deshaun Watson, man, it seemed like it's just getting worse and worse. And I don't know what's going to happen. I honestly think that he's not going anywhere. I think that he's going to remain a Houston Texan. Like, it's just like TJ said, they just got to walk in the office and be honest with him and tell him that they lied to him and try to repair the relationship. If you surround him with players that can help him, you know, win and compete for a Super Bowl, I think you can mend the relationship. But if it just keeps going that the way it is going and this whole Jack Easterby situation, you know, you're just going to have a very disgruntled, intelligent franchise quarterback, which you don't want. And you know what? The city of Houston loves this young man.
Right.
Like they embrace him as being the leader in the organization of this football team. And the organization should follow how the city embraces him. And he's not feeling the love for the organization, but the city loves this young man.
I just find it hard to go back after you said it, you know, this is why I don't fool with you and you don't wear what I want you to wear. You don't come, you know, and spend time with me and watch TV and have coffee with me. And so I just feel like once you said it, it's already out there. But I digress. We're going to continue this conversation going on along with another one that I think is going to be interesting about with Urban Meyer and his deal going to Jacksonville. But first, let's bring my man David Gascon in. Give us some updates. Let us know it is a playoff Saturday playoff.
Yeah, it certainly is, fellas. The Cooper Cup's going to be a game-time decision. That kickoff is at 4:30 Eastern from Lambeau Field. 10% chance of snow in that ball game. And in Buffalo, you got winds that could be anywhere from 15 to 30 miles per hour tonight. You got the Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. That one, Buffalo is a 3-point favorite in that affair. Mark Ingram not playing tonight. He's a healthy scratch. Marcus Peters is listed as questionable. Guys, away from all that, college basketball today, a handful of games. Number 21, Ohio State, leading number 14, Illinois, 59-48 on FS1. St. John's by a basket over Marquette, 53-51. How about this for Major League Baseball? The league is considering, again, seven-inning doubleheaders and also runners starting at second base and extra innings this season. That's according to Bob Nightingale. It is pending a union approval, but there will be conversations as well about a designated hitter on both sides of the league, NL and AL side. Guys,
word.
Back to you.
Word. All right, let's take a few more calls before we switch gears, because I find this Urban Meyer conversation to be a very interesting one. I'm super excited to hear what you guys have to say about it. But let's stay with this Deshaun Watson deal. Let's go to Albert in Riverside. What's up, Playboy?
Oh geez, what's up?
What it do?
Going good, man. Doing good. Hey, can we talk to Saints Bucks? I can talk to Sean, but can we do Saints Bucks real fast?
Man, do you hear what we're talking about right now?
all right.
You just want to knock the train off the tracks?
No, sorry. I'll do the Sean. All right.
Do you know you just did that on live radio, what? Player? Do you know you just got brought in to talk about Deshaun Watson with three OGs, and you said, but can I talk about this game with Tampa and New Orleans?
Yeah.
Like, bump what y'all talking about. I'm going to say this on live radio
yeah,
right now.
Man. Hey, can I just get my little two cent in?
Hey, man, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Say what you want to say.
If we get to it, we get to it.
Say what you want to say, player.
All right, with the Sean.
We changed our mind. Go ahead, man.
With the Sean, the Texans, it's time to move on. They should just trade him to Jacksonville. Jacksonville gets Trevor Lawrence. Both teams get a fresh start. Both players get a fresh start.
You just said trade him to Jacksonville. Jacksonville gets Trevor Lawrence, and they all get new starts. What? Did I hear you correctly? Like, translate that for me.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson, he gets a fresh start with Jacksonville. He gets Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is a good coach.
Does Trevor Lawrence play into that?
Because he's saying they can take the first pick for Trevor
Lawrence.
They
can get the first pick in the draft.
Listen, that will never happen. A team will never trade within his division. That type of player, because if one – does well and the other one doesn't, they you got to see that team twice a year. I got a better chance of winning a lottery before that's happening. Mm.
Thanks, Albert.
Trevor Lawrence, they're saying he's generational. He's the biggest prospect since.
Then why would Jacksonville want to do that if they feel that way? And then Houston, you don't know what you're getting, Trevor Lawrence. Why would they want to do that? It just wouldn't happen.
Hey, get we had to let Albert go.
Albert, come on.
Next time you call in, stay on topic, player.
If he has some kids, Albert, if you have kids, make sure you give your kids a pass next time when you ask them a question or something else.
Albert just one of those open pack and play. He don't read no instructions. He just open pack and play. No directions needed.
Oh, Albert. Let's go to my man Cameron. Cam. In Indiana. What you got, player?
Yeah, so hey, all I got is two things for you guys. A, I think if you're the Colts, no matter if you're in the same division, you got to find a way to get Watson. And then next, I think what people are not thinking about, regardless of his contract, is how J.J. Watt feels about this whole situation. You know that guy wants to win a Super Bowl. He's got the talent. And I'm sure he can't be happy right now either.
Hmm. Well, he wasn't happy for you guys, the fans. Appreciate the call. He certainly was very focused in on letting y'all know how bad they stunk, and he wasn't happy about it, and that his teammates needed to do better so that he and the fans could win the Super Bowl. So I get that part of it. You know, I'm sure J.J. is not happy with the results that they've been getting there in Houston.
Because if they move Deshaun Watson –
they go further
as
away.
As much as he would hate to alienate the fans, talking J.J. Watt, he's going to want out of there.
He's going to want out.
He's going to want out of there. So it's like, oh, man.
Is he at a place in his career where he can want out of there? His better days are behind him.
Somebody would take him because he's still a high disruptive level starter in the league for sure. But would he be thinking about the fans or would he want out?
I mean, look at it. The guy's what, the 3-time of the year defensive player of the year. He's getting older. Now you're talking about getting rid of Deshaun Watson. His Super Bowl hopes just go out the window and out the door as soon as Deshaun walks out the front door. So, you know, he's going to try everything in his power to keep him there. But, hey, listen, if they don't surround this young man with talent, it's going to be, you know, Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem. Kevin.
In Houston.
In Houston, what do you have?
What's up, fellas?
What it do?
Houston already got a problem. I mean, this is not only about what's happening right now, man. They fired the chaplain. They fired another lady.
Dang.
They fired the chaplain.
Jesus.
Hey, wait, that's that Jesus. He ain't praying right.
They wasn't delivering that Jesus message well enough.
No, that's that Jesus, the new Jesus. He ain't praying right.
Yes.
Golly.
I mean, beyond that, man, they fired another lady that was they said she wasn't a cultural fit that all the players like. Man, you got to go back to the inmates running the asylum. Man, this is overtime. But if you look at it, man, they can get rid of him and get him a draft because they don't have a draft.
Well, you said that before,
they don't,
TJ.
Yes.
But we had this conversation, and we appreciate the call, Kevin. That's a good call. They said this before, or you said this last weekend about the history, and it finally came up in from a caller, the inmates running the asylum. And if you understand the terminology,
unbelievable.
You know, you're basically talking about the crazies running the mental institution that they're in.
Never forgotten.
Right.
Those things are never forgotten.
From, now, not the current owner, but from the DNA of the current owner, this was said, you don't let the inmates run the asylum. And obviously, this appears to be a value and a lesson that is being applied by the new McNair that's in charge.
I'm in charge. This is my team.
Not you.
Yes.
It's the Houston way.
And it will be very interesting to see how they navigate through this because we just – a young quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the game that wants out, you have teams at the top of the draft could possibly use that. Now, you don't have a first-round pick because you traded it from Larry Tunzel. You can get possibly two. Your quarterback of the future in the process, if you draft correctly, so it could be a win-win for both sides.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm curious as to knowing that so much is at stake, how this will be handled, because the implications of this, I believe, where we're at right now, stem very much further ahead than just with Deshaun and how this plays out with him. All right, we got some sound from Urban Meyer coming up. Can he win in the NFL? And, man, will it even matter in a market like Jacksonville? All those things and more. You're listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris on Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned in. Great topics coming up. Great music bids going out into the break. We'll be right back. Urban Meyer, shoulder lean. He's shoulder leaning. He's going to Duval with the shoulder lean. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Either.
You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's Plexico you just heard. And TJ Hushmanzada. Saturday show, man. You listen to us. Call in. Get involved. At LeVar Arrington if you want to hit me up. At Plexico Birds if you want to hit him up. At TJ Hushmanzada. What's yours?
I'm just on Instagram. It's TJ Hush 84. That's it.
TJ
Man,
Hush
can't nobody
84?
Put all those syllables together for no Instagram to try to find.
Hey, I just tried to put, like, when I got on Instagram Plex, I was just trying to go real simple, man. They had the page. I'm like, this is crazy.
Hey, y'all need to stop that, man.
Stop taking people's
use
names.
Use your own name.
Imagine using
Do you not
Fox,
love yourself?
At Fox Sports Radio. Imagine that if that ain't your name and you trying to use it. Yeah, love yourself like Plex said, man.
Hey, you know what I want to say, man? I want to go back to a couple weeks ago.
Okay, say what you feel.
When Rob Parker had that intro.
Okay.
that kind of bothers me a little bit because his intro to him coming on this show was the best intro that we've had. So we got to find a way to fix that.
We need to have an intro just for Plexico really Burris.
Look, and you know what? Going back to that bet, he must have knew that James Harden was going to the Nets before
hey,
he made that bet.
He brought it up to me,
you
too.
You got some Jordans
He
on
was
the
letting
way,
it
huh?
be known, tell Plexico get my off-whites.
He knew that. Behind the scenes, it was getting ready to happen. That's dead wrong.
They told you not to mess with them type of people, man. You know them reporters be having that inside dip.
Unbelievable. That was the first thing I thought about. I said, man, you got to be kidding me.
Well, speaking of inside dip, our own Fox Sports
colleague,
background expert Jay Glazer, I got the message first from him. Now, it might have been broke by somebody else first, but I heard it from our own Jay Glazer that one Urban Meyer was going to be accepting the job in Jacksonville and taking that challenge on. We got a little sound. Let's listen to that, and let's get into this Urban Meyer conversation of being in the National Football League.
You have to adapt, and those who adapt have success. Those who don't, fail. I can't wait. That's the part of the game that I love, is to be able to adapt to the NFL player. And however, between white lines, I don't see a lot of difference. You know, I've studied the NFL game now for really years, but really studied it for the first time in my life for the last 6 months.
How y'all feel about that?
I agree with him. The difference is you better be able to command a locker room. The biggest difference is you just can't go recruit the best players. You have to draft and hope you're drafting the right player and develop them. And so football is football. If your guys understand what your opponent is trying to do and they understand how you are trying to slow that down, you'll always be in the game. But it's more so, can you get in front of the team and those guys believe in you, and better yet, do they trust you that you have their best interest at heart? Because if that's the case, we as players, we don't want to disappoint you. So we're going to give you everything that we have to give.
Play.
Man, I think that Urban Meyer coming into the NFL and joining the Jacksonville Jaguars, that he will have immediate success. I really do. It's about him coming in, like he said, adapting to the NFL. But I think this team is young enough to know and understand Urban Meyer's resume and what he was able to accomplish in college. And this is still fresh in these young men's mind, because what are they, 23, 24? They know what Urban Meyer did while he was in college. I mean, who didn't know Tim Tebow when he was playing down the street in Gainesville? And I think he's an exceptional quarterback whisperer. You know, guys like Alex Smith, the career that Dwayne Haskins had while he was playing at Ohio State. Tim Tebow, I mentioned him. You're talking about now having the opportunity to work with a talent like Trevor Lawrence, who all those three quarterbacks that I just mentioned has the most upside as far as arm talent and being a franchise quarterback. So I think that when he does walk in that building, these kids are young enough to understand what Urban Meyer has accomplished, and they're going to buy in and they're going to respect everything that he has to teach and hopefully, you know, contend for a divisional championship or Super Bowl, whatever it may be. But Trevor Lawrence he's going to be an NFL player, but next season he will be a senior in college. So it's not like, you know, he's coming into a veteran football team where these guys have been playing, you know, 7, 8, 9 years. They have a young football team. So I think that's one of the reasons why I believe that these guys are going to buy into what he has to say.
All right, so quickly, my take on it is I don't necessarily see there being a major issue on how he's able to do things with the team and the players. I think that will ultimately end up being the easiest part of this job for Urban Meyer. But having spent time with Urban Meyer, and getting to know him versus the Urban Meyer that I originally had gotten to know through watching reports and reading articles and different things like that. You know, where is the middle line of truth of all of it? Is he difficult to get along with? Is he someone that has to have total and full control over what's taking place? You can get away with doing those things in college.
He seems he's going to have that if they don't have a general manager yet, so he will have that.
But you can get away with being that type of guy at the college level. You cannot do it at the pro level. And more specifically, me and you played for Coach Coughlin. We know how that is and how that worked and the amount of control that he needed in order to build the culture that he wanted. One thing about Urban Meyer, he's going to want to have control to build his culture. Can that coexist in the National Football League? I want to expand on that conversation a little bit more, but first we're going to take a quick break because ain't no Helen what hell. You know, I don't even know what I was telling y'all, but I do know this. Y'all are listening to Up On Game with LeVar Arrington and TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris. You can catch us Saturdays, and you can also catch us on our podcast. It's Fox Sports Radio, y'all, and we're on iHeartMedia. It's such a dope deal, man. I really enjoy it. You know why I enjoy it? You know why I enjoy it, y'all? Because this platform is the biggest platform that you have to break it on down. You're listening to Up On Game.